With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Training sessions held across Kentucky this summer have equipped voters there to advocate and rally support for Constitutional Amendment 2, a pro-life measure that will be on the ballot November 8th. The amendment, if ratified, would create a new section in the Kentucky Constitution that reads, "To protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion." The Yes for Life Alliance, a coalition of pro-life organizations, organized the trainings. Alliance Defending Freedom announced Kristen Wagoner as its new president and CEO on Friday. Wagoner will assume the post on October 1st, following Michael Harris, who joined ADF in January 2017, and Alan Sears, who served 23 years as the founding CEO. The ADF Board of Directors voted unanimously on August the 11th to name Wagoner to the position after a thorough consideration process. Wagoner will continue in her role as general counsel, where her tenure has been marked by a strong emphasis on a proactively minded legal strategy that protects the rights of all people and highlights the tangible harm caused when government violates fundamental freedoms. In addition, Wagoner has ensured that ADF is ready, willing, and able to assist in the more than 10,500 requests for legal help it receives each year.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
The International Mission Board is asking people to join them in praying for places around the world where Christians are on the move. First, in Basque, in the northern region of Spain. Christians are reaching out to the community there by displaying art and through other cultural events. They're pointing those enjoying the craftsmanship to a website that features a gospel message. In addition, Christian seminaries are reopening in sub-Saharan Africa, and the IMB is asking for prayer. They're asking people to pray for the safety of students and teachers as they make their way to and from classes. And the IMB is also asking believers to pray that God would give them courage and help them remain faithful and true to Scripture as they learn. You can learn more about ways you can pray for how God is moving around the globe by visiting imb.org. Find more stories at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.